historic K-Don Studios in fabulous Las Vegas. The On the Air light is lit and the John Brislin Show is live.
Tell me who's that writing? John the Revelator. Tell me who's that writing? John the Revelator. Who's that writing? John the Revelator wrote the book of the Seven Seals.
To be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257-KDWN.
And welcome, America, west of the Rockies, to the Pacific Ocean, north to Canada, and south. South to our friends in Mexico. Welcome to the John Brislin Show on this fine June 13th, 2015. As I look out the window, the east-facing window over the beautiful Las Vegas skyline. And it's one of those scenes where, you know, people around the world just want to, want to be me whenever some sort of big occasion comes up. They want to be us here in Las Vegas. You notice they have London and Vegas, New York, and what, Sydney? We're one of the top four cities in the entire world to be in. I'm so lucky to have been born in my favorite town. Now, we are going to do something that, we tried a couple weeks ago, and it was a blast, and we want to do it again. And it is, are you ready, producer Clyde Barnett, the man on the other side of the glass?
I'm ready, John.
Speed round. I'm going to crack open my caffeine beverage. Hopefully that will fuel me through the speed round, and no description necessary. You will get a feel for what the speed round is right now. And feel free to join in at 702-257-5396, 257-KDWN. Go.
According to Bill Moyers, an overwhelming majority of Americans want campaign finance overhaul. Discuss.
Bill Moyers is one of those left-wing nut jobs that I hardly ever agree with, and Bernie Sanders is an even further to the left nut job than Bill Moyers. And just to show everyone that there are times when the far left and John Brislin can come together. In other words, I proudly say that I am politically, philosophically center right. We live in the middle and we govern in the middle, and this is one of those times where we can find a middle ground that we agree with. John Brislin with Bill Moyers and even Bernie Sanders. And it is about campaign finance reform. There are a few things that I would support. One is full government funding for all campaigns and restriction. You cannot use private funding for campaigns. It is not political welfare. It's keeping the money out of the system, so there's a limited amount, and it's the ideas that can take hold. And also, there needs to be a constitutional amendment against Citizens United. It was the law that allowed corporations to essentially spend unlimited amounts of money on elections, freeing them up to put a for sale sign on the lawn of the White House. So, do I think that it's a good idea? Hell yes. Do I think it's going to happen? Hell no. Next question.
According to The Telegraph, UK, America deserves better than Clinton v. Bush. It looks like 2016 will be a Bush v. Clinton rematch. But the primaries are full of angry alternatives representing different ideological responses to the same problem, the impoverishment of American ideals.
First of all, what the hell is Britain doing complaining about us? Has anybody looked at the Queen or their government? You ever seen they're sitting in the parliament and screaming at each other, standing up, sitting down, screaming at each other? I mean, give me a flipping break. They got a reality TV show going on in the middle of their parliament. The next thing is, in all seriousness, we need to be a little bit concerned with how the world sees us, how the world looks at the United States when we are in the middle of elections, because they don't know everything that we know. They aren't here. They aren't privy to the constant bombardment of information. And when you only get a fraction of the information, such as Clinton saying that, well, if Clinton v. Bush, if it's, you know, Bush running and Clinton running, well, you know, the Bush is going to kill the economy of the United States and that Clinton is going to destroy the... All of a sudden, the rest of the world is listening to them saying that the other person is going to destroy the country and that the country is going to hell in a handbasket. And you know what? We're scaring the bejesus out of other countries around the world. And what we actually see is that there is a stalled economic output. The amount of investment that goes on in the United States and from the United States and other countries that are willing to accept the investment, it goes down. And it's because the public opinion of the United States goes down when we're bashing each other here domestically. We don't think about that part, but the elections actually matter before the vote is taken. Next. I cannot hear you, Clyde.
GOP leaders justify their anti-voting agenda as an answer to voter fraud. But voter fraud is an imaginary problem. In fact, Republicans want fewer people to vote, especially fewer poor and minority people, because low turnout tends to favor the GOP, and poor and minority people tend to vote for Dems, says the Washington Post editorial board.
Back and forth about this whole idea of having IDs, requiring IDs for voting, and whether or not it's disenfranchising people. This is one reminder that in politics, a lot of the fights, a lot of the win, this is the Washington theme. The win is in the fight. They don't want to win because they want the issue. They get more political capital out of the issue. And as a side note, really, what's the problem with having an ID to go vote? I don't understand who it is in the country. What is the profile of the person who doesn't have a driver's license? I mean, what exactly does it take? To buy a beer, you have to have a driver's license. To get your medication at CVS, you have to have a driver's license. To use a credit card, you have to have a driver's license. And all of these things that I just mentioned are among those that you do not need to be wealthy to do. So who is this mystery group of people that cannot afford the driver's license or state ID, when in most cases, if they claim they can't afford it, would be given to them? Who are these people? I want names. All right, let's, we got time for one more? Yeah, no, all right, that's it. That is the last one, and let's see, did I win? Let me calculate the total. I won! Congratulations, me, I get the prize. All right. Well, this it's a lot of fun just to kind of react, I think, sometimes to what you hear in the news. Like, producer Clyde needs to react when I tell him turn the mic on or off. Ah, this is great. He usually never screws up, but tonight he kind of is. Did he even hear that? No. Some of these jokes are just for me. I swear, I just sit here and tell the jokes to myself. I was an only child, so I can tell jokes to myself and I laugh. You want to get a little laugh? When I was a kid growing up, it took me a little while to understand when I would tell people I'm an only child. So, you know, I live out here and I don't have friends coming to my house all the time. I just get the toys and I, you know, it's just me. So I have to learn to play with myself. And my mother said, no, you gotta stop saying that. I never understood as a 6-year-old and 8-year-old what the big deal was. I just, you know, just being honest with people. I'm just out here, nobody to play with myself. Wait a minute, I'm getting it wrong now. So that was fun, and we're kind of meandering around, but there was something that I want to get to. And let's see, probably after this quick break, we might take a call first. But it is the fact that there are political forces, social forces, academic forces, big media forces, all focused and trained on one thing: creating an epidemic that we don't even recognize exists. And the amount of damage that it does is colossal. And it is this. 24 million children in the United States alone. 24 million children in the United States alone will grow up for a significant portion of their lives in a home with no father. That's not John Breslin talking. No, it is, but it's also the U.S. Census Bureau. The United States government confirming that number, and it is lowballing that number if you look closely at the details. Now, the amount of economic pain that that causes because of children that could have grown up to go to college and to be productive members of society that are in, do we have that opportunity cost lost? And also the number of kids that will then turn and create social welfare problems, such as actual welfare costs, policing costs, and prison costs. We'll get into that in a little bit, and I will give you some of the answers that I believe can help the United States save children and provide a framework for three generations coming forward, going forward, that will, after a 10-year period, yield, economists estimate, about 10 over 10 years, $1 trillion in economic benefit. $1 trillion in economic benefit. And it is simply the increased graduation percentages that would be due to fathers being more actively engaged at home. Let me say that again. Good men being willing to be good dads. Sounds like nothing, right? What's the big deal? What's the big deal about that? Oftentimes, little things can become big things. I got a little cut on my hand. It got infected, put me in the hospital, ICU for 4 days. Little things can become big. Let's go to the phone lines and then a quick break. Thank you, everyone, for being patient. We will expand on everything that I just said. And the phone number is 702-257-5396. And Amelia in High Desert, line one. You are on with John. Welcome, my friend.
Hey, John. I was prepared with something to say, but you are picking subjects, so I'm going to just respond to your children thing and your voter thing.
Well, what were you going to say? This is we'll continue the speed round just for you, Amelia.
The speed round is great. I'm taking notes.
Okay.
I was going to bring up some news clip that I saw about a guy in China, but I wanted to say two things about the children and the fathers and the voter. Well, three things.
Okay.
Number one, I would love you to keep going on this children subject because I think you have children that are school age.
I do. 8 and 4.
Okay. Well, then you have a lot of things to say, so keep this subject going because we really could use, I believe we can use our facilities, but just have better schools. Like I have a whole imaginary thing what I would do if I was in charge of schools. But
give me one and then that'll trigger us for the remainder of the conversation after the break. Just one.
The best one that I would have, especially for high schoolers and lazy people like me, I would have morning school and afternoon school. I see no reason why the schools, everybody gets out and then the schools are sitting there empty for whole more hours. I think that we could, they say that high school kids need a little bit more sleep and don't really like getting up early. They say that high school kids would do better if they got to start a little later. And then my teacher friend said that the whole reason they can't do that had to do with sports. And she went on and on because
and
she's
true.
In that business. But simply that we could use our school facilities for bigger, better things. For instance,
it's been done before. In extreme cases, it's been done before. In fact, I'm a living, breathing example of it. In the junior highs, I went to junior high and at Brindley Junior High, and I forget what year it was. Like it was, 85, 86, 87, something like that. And we did double sessions with Gibson, and it was because there were asbestos problems in the insulation in the school, so we were forced to. However, when I went to school at, I think it was 12:45 is when I started, and I think I finished around 6:15 or so. It was a bizarre thing to get out of school and have it completely dark. But it was also kind of fun. I got to sleep in all the time. You know, it's a strange setup. But if we needed to, you know, we could use the school buildings in that way, at least for junior high and elementary school.
Oh, you
it's a little extreme. We'll just, you know.
In a perfect world, John, I would have, I'd have, you know, evening dinners for the community just to use the facilities. And can I just say something about the fathers that you mentioned? Something really good.
You've got about 20 seconds, but they're all yours.
Okay, here's the job of the father: to teach the children how to maneuver in the world, in the wild world out there, and to help the mother turn back into being just a woman. That is so important, that the father make the mother be a woman again and teach the kids how to deal with the wild world. Can you get that?
I got to tell you, Amelia, when I'm done talking tonight, you and I, you are probably going to hate me. I'm going to have to see if in the weeks to come you still want to have anything to do with me, because I disagree in big ways. But just listen and tell me what you think maybe next week. But this is the John Breslin Show. Stay right where you are. The phone number to be on with John is 702-257-5396, 257-KDWN.
John Breslin, making caffeine addiction look good.
Listen live or archive on www.johnbreslinshow.com.
Are you looking for an amazing new book read? Visit BerniceFisher.com and get her new book called Jeff Madison and the Shimmers of Drakemere. This magical fantasy adventure is for young adults and includes sorcery, wizards, witches, and dragons. This book is also available as an audiobook, which can be played on most any device. Jeff Madison and the Shimmers of Drakemere is perfect family entertainment for long road trips. It's like a fantasy movie without the pictures. Narrated by Matt Wolf, who offers incredible voices for all the book's unique characters. Visit BerniceFisher.com today.
I read that Rand Paul is trying to keep his name out there and even organized vans to bring reporters to his speech in Philadelphia. Yeah, so if you want to be packed in a van with a bunch of Rand Paul supporters, you probably already live in a van. That's how you got to rest off the grid, man. You can never know where we're living.
Can you feel the excitement? We are now 11 weeks away from the first Republican presidential debate. The debate will be held in a 300-seat theater. So there will be almost enough seats for all of the candidates. There's a problem. There's too many candidates. I guess for the first debate, they want to have 9 people. They have like 12, at least 12 candidates. So what they're going to do, they're going to invite all the candidates. And they're going to play music, and they're going to just walk around the podium. And then the music will stop. And I'll tell you this, Chris Christie's going to get a podium. Chris Christie's getting a podium.
John Breslin. To be on with John, call 702-257-5396, 257-KDWN.
The Savings Mart is your one-stop shop for brand names on just about everything. They carry many quality brand name products for seriously discounted prices. One such great brand is the Medica brand. That's M-E-D-C-A brand, which you may know by now because of the high quality of their products and by how much variety they have to offer. Medica has an extensive range of products, from health to household toys. If you have a use for it, they make it. And also, one of our main sponsors tonight on the John Breslin Show is Sienna Sinclair, the naughty girl of L.A. She offers a website for naughty travelers looking for something different. That's www.naughtylosangeles.com. It is a spinoff of her award-winning book, Naughty Girl's Guide to L.A. There is no other website like it in L.A. where there's a monthly calendar of all naughty things to do in L.A. Plus, Sienna hosts weekly naughty parties and offers naughty tours of L.A. with souvenirs to remember your trip.
In June 2014, Gwendolyn Roberts, age 67, could no longer work as she was diagnosed with stage 3 cervical cancer. Now in a terminal state, she hopes to do what she can to help her remaining family one last time. The Roberts family has established a fund to help with the extreme monetary debt that has occurred as a result of this tragedy. If you can help in any way, please visit sistersdyingwish.com. The Roberts family would like to thank you for all of your consideration and your support.
Build season approaches. If you're tired of digging around, make Back from the Grave your final destination. Select from over 11,000 costumes for everyone from infant to adult and everyone in between, even pets. Put your best or worst face forward with over 1,000 masks to choose from and makeup from simple face paint to professional cosmetics and prosthetics. Got props? We have your haunt or home covered, from simple home decor to movie quality and custom props you won't find anywhere else, and hundreds of animatronics to get the party jumping. Make your scenes complete with wide variety of projection effects, lighting, and digital decorations. And if you need help, you'll find books and video for makeup, prop building, airbrushing, and so much more. Don't forget to use coupon code HAUNTCAST for your 20% discount. Get back from the grave and get ready to party at www.backfromthegrave.co.
Attention business owners, I want to tell you about a great business network, ElegantThings.com. That's E-L-Y-G-A-N-T Things.com. Elegant Things was created for all business owners, marketers, webmasters, and others to have a place where you can shine. Some of the incredible benefits of joining ElegantThings.com are having your personal page and website submitted to all available global search engines. Here you can share and learn informative topics on business. You will have access to other business owners to purchase products for personal or for bulk buying. You can write reviews about products and services of companies around the world. There are free tools to increase traffic to your site. Also, there are ad spaces for sale at very affordable prices. Sign up today at ElegantThings.com. E-L-Y-G-A-N-T Things.com. ElegantThings.com.
John Breslin. To be on with John, call
7-2-2-9-6-2-57-KDWN.
Joan the Revelator wrote the book of the seven seals.
Oh. Give me a piece of paper and let me mark the calendar. Let me mark it down. Let me mark the day that today we are launching a new version of John the Revelator. I have not heard this one before. Clyde's got the little, hey, I found something, and I got this, you know, this new song for you. Yes, John the Revelator is the theme song to the show, and I do get excited about it. And I also get excited about things like Amalia was talking about at the end of her call. And we're going to dig in very quickly to certain points. I'm going to talk about the economic and social and media, news media even, and academic importance of families and fathers, and show why it's important to you, even if you don't have kids, even if you don't have parents. If you ever have known somebody, if you ever had a parent any time in your life, you'll understand what I'm talking about. And Amelia's question was, what is dad for? What is the point of having a father? Is the point of having a father just simply to go out and do what the traditional thing has always been, which is to just earn a living? Or what is the role of a father in training and coaching and nurturing and building a person? If you ask me, the closest point you will ever get to God Himself is the point at which a person creates life. It is the closest we will ever be. And a close second is the possibility of our ever taking life. Creating and taking life. But let's just talk about creating. If we are creating life and we are creating this next generation of what America is, then shouldn't we focus on it? Shouldn't we pay attention? Shouldn't we do something to get better at it as we go? And you know what surprises me to no end? That there are so many people that say no. We don't need to get better at it. We don't need to focus or do anything to improve. There was a question that I posed to a group of parents earlier today. And the question reads this. Can a man be an actively engaged dad if he and his spouse both work? Now, I should give a little bit of a definition here. An actively engaged dad is someone who spends an equal amount of, well, where it's a factor of dual role parenting. Dual role parenting is one person is an income earner and the other person raises the kids. That has been a traditional role that we have done for, you know, you guess how long? Thousands of years. Can you be an actively engaged dad and have both parents working? And now what I mean by that is if both parents are working, then you have to outsource the raising of your children. Now there may be plenty of people out there that are just perfectly comfortable with having some stranger, oftentimes slightly more than minimum wage stranger, raise your kids. That may be perfectly comfortable. In fact, there may be a lot of people, I promise you, I'm going to stop here. I know for sure that there are a lot of people out there that would much rather have someone else raise their children for them. A type of in-house boarding school. Why would you want someone else to raise your children? We want to piss and moan about all of the bad things that are happening in the world when the most fundamental thing that we can do to change the world in the future is to just take care of the children that are here now. Now, I'm not trying to do some Whitney Houston, we are the world, the children of the future thing. What I'm saying is, think about it. Of all the different issues that we want to focus on in the world, is there anything more fundamental than raising your children the right way? And here is the killer. We Americans in society, do not want fathers to be good dads. We don't. You know what America wants a man to do? Well, they, can I say bitch and moan? I'm saying it. Well, America wants to bitch and moan about how men are horrible fathers. I've got to go to break in just a second. At the same time, we are discouraging those young men, those good men, from being good fathers. We are discouraging them at every turn. We are doing it in the schools. We are doing it in the workplaces. We are telling young men that they should not be good fathers and then blaming them when the day comes that they have a child in the world and don't know what to do. In the workplace, in movies, in media, in the news, in the government, in the legislature, in the courts, there is almost no place out there that doesn't in some way discourage a man from being a good dad. Well, here and now, that stops. This is the John Breslin Show, and we will expand on this and talk more about why a good man can be a good dad. Stay right where you are, you.
Veterans' benefits seem to be changing all the time. One reason is the Veterans Appellate Court. A decision there may affect thousands of claims. Keep up to date each Saturday at noon for Veterans Talk, The Forgotten Promise.
Coming up on the next Alan Stock Show,
Chuck Muth will discuss the legislative session and the anti-tax petition.
Alan Stock, weekdays 5 to 8 on News Talk 720 KDWN, where locals come to talk.
In June 2014, Gwendolyn Roberts, age 67, could no longer work as she was diagnosed with stage 3 cervical cancer. Now in a terminal state, she hopes to do what she can to help her remaining family one last time. The Roberts family has established a fund to help with the extreme monetary debt that has occurred as a result of this tragedy. If you can help in any way, please visit sistersdyingwish.com. The Roberts family would like to thank you for all of your consideration and your support.
How would you like to impress all your friends? Visit metal-creditcard.com and see what I'm talking about. They offer an amazing way to take all your plastic cards and upgrade them to a very cool metal card. They will take your plain, boring plastic cards and turn them into a personal metal card. All the information on the card will work the same. You can even design your very own custom card. That's metal-creditcard.com. There is no application to fill out, no annual fees, and no PIN change. You just upgrade and enjoy. Get yours today only at metal-creditcard.com. You can help underprivileged kids in Western Kenya grow up to become leaders and global citizens. Visit CampOhana.org. This amazing outreach program offers recreation, education, and cross-cultural connections. By donating just $5, you can truly change a child's life forever. Visit CampOhana.org today and see for yourself just how incredible this program is and how much the children need and love it. Get involved today and feel good knowing that you helped. That's CampOhana.org. Together, we can make a difference.
He roams the northern wilderness without benefit of a coat. He can stop a speeding train single-handedly. He can dribble a medicine ball. And yes, he can slam a revolving door. He is the most exasperating man in the world. I don't always listen to music, but when I do, I prefer blue-collar agglomeration, whose music is available on all sites and apps. Stay rockin', my friends.
John Brislin. To be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257-KDWN.
Tell me who's the lady, Johnny Revelator. Tell me who's the lady, Johnny Revelator. Who's that right hand, Johnny Revelator? Wrote the book of the seven seals.
Welcome back to the John Brislin Show, where the topic is going to be highly offensive to probably 80% of the world, 80% of the people listening to the sound of my voice. And I get that. And I will say simply this. Sometimes we need to hear things that we disagree with. And I hope that you don't disagree with it. But here's a question that I posed today to a group of people who are very, very active parents. Very active parents. Stay-at-home mothers, stay-at-home fathers. Usually there's at least one parent in the marriage or in the relationship that stays home to take care of their children. And in asking them this question, I was surprised by the answer. In fact, I was shocked at how many people answered the same way. In such a it wasn't the answer I expected. The question was this: can a man be an actively engaged dad if he and his spouse both work and are therefore never home? Some of the answers that I got were, quote, actually, quote, is big words early in the morning make my head hurt. In all seriousness, being all in when you are with your children is what counts. If that amount of time is 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day, it doesn't matter. And it is just the time, or it is just how you spend your time. He misworded it a little bit, but that's okay. There's no problem there. Here's the thing. Yes, it does matter. Because unless you are a selfish parent that is in what I term as parent-centered, on what I call the parent and child center focus, or focus, the parent-centered and child-centered focus spectrum. It's essentially this. On one end, you have people who believe that all their decisions in life are made with a focus on themselves, on the parent, and that there are people in the world that make all of their decisions with a focus on the well-being of the child and from the perspective of the child. Now, there is no way that you can spend your couple hours a day with your kids and say, oh, yes, I am an actively engaged dad. Oh, yes, absolutely. I when I come home, I play with my kids, I put them to bed, and that's it. I'm good. If both of you are working, if one of the parents, either one, is staying home with their kids, then that is the team making sure that the children are raised by the family. Does that make sense? There is an executive function and an operations function, to put it in, you know, simple business terms. Some of the other answers that I got were, my uncle was an actively engaged dad. He'd work weeks at a time and then take at least a week off to be with his kids, which were always a priority when he was at home. Now that makes sense. You have a parent, you have a father that is engaged in bulk, in groups of time. Sometimes that's how we have to structure our work life, our work schedule, depending on what it is we do. We need to come up with certain ways to be with our kids and raise our children ourselves. We need to be with them. Dads are what fall down more than anybody, more than mothers on this. And I'm going to say it is a father's fault. It is a man's fault. But there are things that help him make the decision that push men away from wanting to be a good dad. Let's start with a few random forces, and you tell me what you think. The phone number is 702-257-5396, 257-KDWN. Call me and tell me whether I'm right or wrong on things like this. Children, young boys in schools and even at home with their parents, oftentimes are told, don't play with dolls, don't play with kitchen toys, don't play with strollers or grocery store things, or those are all girl toys. And the thing that I see when I see people doing that to their kids is that they misunderstand, and they think that their young boys are growing up to be feminine. They're not learning to be feminine. They're learning to be fathers. Starting at the youngest ages, when we're talking about dolls and girl toys, quote, girl toys, they're learning how to take care of another person. They're learning how to take care of a baby. That's what the girls are doing, and that's accepted, right? Well, we hand a football to a boy, and they don't have that feeling of understanding when the time comes that they actually have kids, that they grew up from being little to adolescent to being teenagers, and now that they've got kids, they can't look back on that history of orientation of sorts. And they don't know what it is that they're supposed to do. And then we look at these young men and we criticize them, saying that they're deadbeat dads. They don't want to engage in raising their kids. It's because we have failed them along the way. How else have we failed them? Well, when was the last time you saw a movie that in any way made being a dad look cool? We don't do that. We have men in manly roles, and society follows that. What is a manly role? I mean, I feel like I don't even need to explain it. Rambo, Arnold Schwarzenegger, you blow something up and shoot something, that's a manly thing. If you take care of your children and coach them and train them and build them, we don't want to see that. That's not manly. That's not cool. Think of the amount of effort and money that we all spend to look cool, to be accepted, to be stylish. If we do not feel that being a parent looks cool, looks stylish, then we aren't going to do it. And young men at a very impressionable time in their lives have grown up being bombarded by look cool, spend your money on looking cool. And yet when they see on TV that being a parent is the last thing from being cool, why is it that we are surprised when they don't want to be a dad? Why is it that they don't want to parent? Why is it that we don't even see a difference between parenting and being a dad? Listen, the difference is this. Everybody can say, I love my kids. Everybody can say, oh yeah, I love my kids. It's fine to love your kids, but almost nobody understands the difference between loving their kids and parenting.
A warning from the National Weather Service will follow shortly.
The National Weather Service in Las Vegas has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Central Clark County in southern Nevada until 10 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time. At 9:31 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time, Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm capable of producing damaging winds in excess of 60 miles per hour. This storm was located over Green Valley and moving southeast at 20 miles per hour. Locations impacted include Las Vegas, Henderson, Boulder City, San Boyd Stadium, Paradise, Anthem, Southern Highlands, Green Valley, Enterprise, Mountains Edge, The Strip, East Las Vegas, Seven Hills, Railroad Pass, Silver Ranch, McCarran International Airport, Black MTN, Henderson Executive Airport, and UNLV. This storm will produce high winds which can bring down trees and power lines and cause blowing dust. Also, lightning can kill. Take cover in a sturdy building and stay away from windows until the storm passes. Report severe weather to the Las Vegas National Weather Service via Facebook or at Wade Chair.
John Brislin. Polite conversation avoids politics and religion. Embrace bad manners.
John Brislin. To be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257-KDWN.
Are you looking for an amazing new book read? Visit BerniceFisher.com and get her new book called Jeff Madison and the Shimmers of Drakemere. This magical fantasy adventure is for young adults and includes sorcery, wizards, witches, and dragons. This book is also available as an audiobook, which can be played on most any device. Jeff Madison and the Shimmers of Drakemere is perfect family entertainment for long road trips. It's like a fantasy movie without the pictures. Narrated by Matt Wolf, who offers incredible voices for all the book's unique characters. Visit BerniceFisher.com today.
In June 2014, Gwendolyn Roberts, age 67, could no longer work as she was diagnosed with stage 3 cervical cancer. Now in a terminal state, she hopes to do what she can to help her remaining family one last time. The Roberts family has established a fund to help with the extreme monetary debt that has occurred as a result of this tragedy. If you can help in any way, please visit sistersdyingwish.com. The Roberts family would like to thank you for all of your consideration and your support.
Hillary Clinton's Super PAC. A lot of Super PACs in campaigns these days to raise money. Hillary Clinton's Super PAC has reportedly been struggling to raise money. It's been struggling to raise money. It's gotten so bad, they may have to start reaching out to Americans.
First Lady Michelle Obama has posted an exercise video of her beating up a punching bag. Yeah, but don't worry, Vice President Biden is going to be okay.
John McCain spoke to the Senate about military action against ISIS, and he seemed to be a little hung up on one specific phrase. Take a look at this.
White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest said yesterday that we should not, quote, light our hair on fire. How could anyone say that we shouldn't light our hair on fire? And the Secretary of State says that we should not light our hair on fire.
That's right, John. That's right. No one's lighting their hair on fire. Let's go, John. Let's take a walk. Let's take a walk. Everything okay? You all right, buddy? Okay, it's all good? Let me get some frozen yogurt or something.
Listen live or archive on www.johnbrislinshow.com.
Halloween build season approaches. If you're tired of digging around, make Back from the Grave your final destination. Select from over 11,000 costumes for everyone from infant to adult and everyone in between, even pets. Put your best or worst face forward with over 1,000 masks to choose from and makeup from simple face paint to professional cosmetics and prosthetics. Got props? We have your haunt or home covered, from simple home decor to movie quality and custom props you won't find anywhere else, and hundreds of animatronics to get the party jumping. Make your scenes complete with wide variety of projection effects, lighting, and digital decorations. And if you need help, you'll find books and video for makeup, prop building, airbrushing, and so much more. Don't forget to use coupon code HAUNTCAST for your 20% discount. Get back from the grave and get ready to party at www.backfromthegrave.co.
Do you want to find the best online casino offers at the market? Well, www.casinooffer.net, that's www.casinooffer.net, provides online casino bonus for the U.S. players and EU players. Visit now and find your own casino bonus at www.casinooffer.net. Again, that's casinooffer.net. If you're a reader and looking for that next great book, go to VictoriaSchwimley.com. That's VictoriaSchwimley.com. And check out what this author has to offer. She writes something for everyone in the family, books for children, teens, and adults. That's VictoriaSchwimley.com, spelled VictoriaSchwimley.com.
In June 2014, Gwendolyn Roberts, age 67, could no longer work as she was diagnosed with stage 3 cervical cancer. Now in a terminal state, she hopes to do what she can to help her remaining family one last time. The Roberts family has established a fund to help with the extreme monetary debt that has occurred as a result of this tragedy. If you can help in any way, please visit sistersdyingwish.com. The Roberts family would like to thank you for all of your consideration and your support.
One of the Nintendo World Champion finalists wrote a Kindle book telling about how he got into video games and his experiences at the NWC. The book is called Game On, How I Became a Nintendo World Championships Finalist. It's written by Shannon Webster, who was the Denver City Championship. Check it out on Amazon.com.
Union Records presents a world premiere release of the artist Jazz Muse album, Into the Zen Mind. Jazz Muse is known for his electric style. His recent EDM songs, such as Mind Chill and Mindset, have been gaining vast popularity. He has just released his latest album, Into the Zen Mind. Check out Jazz Muse anywhere that fine music is sold and get Into the Zen Mind. Jazz Muse.
John Brislin. To be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257-KDWN.
the National Weather Service will follow shortly.
The National Weather Service in Las Vegas has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for West Central Mojave County in northwestern Arizona, East Central Clark County in southern Nevada, until 10:30 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time, or 10:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Time at 9:44 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time, or 9:44 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm capable of producing damaging winds in excess of 60 miles per hour. This storm was located 7 miles northeast of Las Vegas Bay Campground, 8 miles north of Las Vegas Bay, and moving southeast at 15 miles per hour. Locations impacted include Las Vegas Bay, Lake Las Vegas, Boulder Beach Campground, Caldwell Bay Campground, Boulder Beach, Hoover Dam, and Las Vegas Bay Campground. This storm will produce high winds which can bring down trees and power lines and cause blowing dust. Also, lightning can kill. Take cover in a sturdy building and stay away from windows until the storm passes. Report severe weather to the Las Vegas National Weather Service via Facebook or Twitter.
John Breslin. To be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257-KDWN.
You can help underprivileged kids in Western Kenya grow up to become leaders and global citizens. Visit CampOhana.org. This amazing outreach program offers recreation, education, and cross-cultural connections. By donating just $5, you can truly change a child's life forever. Visit CampOhana.org today and see for yourself just how incredible this program is and how much the children need and love it. Get involved today and feel good knowing that you helped. That's CampOhana.org. Together, we can make a difference.
He roams the northern wilderness without benefit of a coat. He can stop a speeding train single-handedly. He can dribble a medicine ball. And yes, he can slam a revolving door. He is the most exasperating man in the world. I don't always listen to music, but when I do, I prefer blue-collar agglomeration, whose music is available on all sites and apps. Stay rockin', my friends.
How would you like to impress all your friends? Visit metal-creditcard.com and see what I'm talking about. They offer an amazing way to take all your plastic cards and upgrade them to a very cool metal card. They will take your plain, boring plastic cards and turn them into a personal metal card. All the information on the card will work the same. You can even design your very own custom card. That's metal-creditcard.com. There is no application to fill out, no annual fees, and no PIN change. You just upgrade and enjoy. Get yours today only at metal-creditcard.com.
Welcome back to the John Breslin Show, and we were talking during the break about what fathers should be, and as our caller Amelia said earlier, what exactly is dad for? And it's striking that we don't even know anymore. We don't know what our family structure is. Everything is so concerned about work and never taking any time off of work and our puritanical work ethic. And one of the things that we should be best at is just doing the simple stuff. And that is to build people, to raise our kids, or accept the fact that we shouldn't have kids at all. There is too much pressure out there on people that they, you know, to have kids, to fit in and look like the perfect little family. And let me tell you, if you can't raise a dog and get the dog to obey you, then stay away from kids. You don't need to have kids. Not everybody out there needs to have a family. I mean, how many jacked up people that are around we see on a daily basis. It would have just been better that, you know, nobody... Well, I'm not even going to say that next sentence. Let's go to the phone lines and line one in High Desert. You are on with John.
I just should have listened longer. I didn't know you were going to keep on the dad thing. You just hit it right. We need to teach them that not everybody has to actually have children. And I'll bring up a point I've thought of that might not sound too cool, but I actually believe it. You know, we can not castrate people, but, you know, we can, what do you do when you clip the boys, you know? I think that's the mother's call, maybe, or somebody's call that, you know, not everybody should be a dad, so if they're going to go out there hopping around, you clip them if they can't show some restraint or some responsibility, because, yeah, a lot of these boys are just having fun and leaving the girls to take care of stuff. And the other thing that's true when you talk about the examples out there, it's the stupid commercials where they just show the stupid fathers. And it's really weird the way we're brainwashing them. And I'll talk with you another time. This is my subject from weeks ago, that there's no good men left. And I'll say we sent some of them off to war, or we forced some of them to get stuck in a stupid prison system.
Mm-hmm.
You've brought up a great point. I do agree with you.
Well, you know, the piece about sterilizing our young men is, you know, I don't agree with you there, because it's just a fact that young men are, you know, they may look like full grown men, adults, but, you know, an 18-year-old, a 20-year-old, they're not emotionally there yet. They're still trying to figure out who they are in the world. And, you know, if they're making mistakes, you know, let them make their mistakes. That's how you learn. And to castrate them or sterilize.
I just brought that word back to stir things up, John. I'm Amelia the ameliorator, but sometimes I do like to just stir things up. I agree. It's a big, yeah, no, castration, nobody's used that word in a long time. I dare you, you know? But you go ahead.
Well, you know, I appreciate the call, and it actually brings up some good points. And it's, I found myself, this has been an interesting show for me. Emotionally, I was very charged up to do this show, very much. I mean, producer Clyde Barnett, the man on the other side of the glass, and I were talking before the show, and we were very much into it. And as I started to describe what I was talking about as far as the subject of our lack of fathers and our lack of encouragement,
yeah,
for the young men in the world that are out there right now, making the decision, well, my girlfriend's pregnant, my wife is pregnant, now what do I do?
Oh, John, and I will tell you how important my father could have been to encourage me, his daughter, to teach me how to pick a good man. Yes, this is an excellent subject. A father is so important to a girl so that she doesn't run out just looking for somebody to love or protect her. If she's got a daddy behind her, she won't make stupid mistakes.
Well, that's an interesting subject that we could spend the entire hour on, but I do agree with you on that, and we have to leave it there. But Amelia, you be safe out there in High Desert. This is the John Breslin Show, and, you know, there is a lot to remember.
Tell me who's that, right?
And one of the things to remember is the good old, are you able to say it with me? Ready? America is advanced citizenship. You have got to want it bad, because it is going to put up a fight. And I will be here fighting for it with you every Saturday night on AM 720 KDWN, JohnBrislinShow.com, and Facebook, Twitter, and all the good stuff. Call your dad, say thanks, call your kids, give them a hug. And here's a quick thing. If you see somebody out there doing something that's good fathering, good daddying, walk up and say, good dad. It means a lot. Good night, America, wherever you are.
AM 720.